God love her, but Dawn's brain is like Larry Bird's back in 88. A complete spaz. Irregardless, I had to throw back like 5 peppermint schnapps while I was waiting for Amber and Sheila to grace us with their presences.
Tommy has proposed to me again. Last night in the music room. Well, I didn't dare to make the slightest repartee. If I had, it would have stopped the music at once. And musical people are so absurdly unreasonable. They always want you to be perfectly dumb at the very moment you're longing to be perfectly deaf.
Well, I don't hate Ben. He's just an ugly and obnoxious rattlesnake of a cuss is all. And I don't even think he's that ugly. Fact of the matter is, he's kind of cute in his own stupid way. You might even say, oh my word, I'm kind of sweet on him. Why, I love the varmint.
You give up so easily. You don't get validation, you walk away. That's the problem with your generation, really. You're overindulged by your parents, and you're spoiled and impatient. You want people to pity you. It's childish.
So, here's how it works. I get a little closer, ask a couple dull questions, and act thoroughly amazed by his answers. Pretty soon the bloke's turning to get me a coldie, and I'm lifting his wallet right out of his pocket. Being a teen means expressing wars, displeasure, and suffering. These are effectively communicated with dramatic flair. Turn on the tears,
fan your eyes, gulp back sobs before completely collapsing in your hands.
This will totally freak out the lads. Nadia, listen to me. Take a deep breath. I will teach you to use your fear. I trust you and I trust myself. I will help you climb. We will do it together, I promise.
I decided to be a rock hat because this girl in Massapequa, Luella Heiner, had actually gotten out and made it in New York City. And she was a rock hat. Well, she came home on Christmas to visit and they gave her a parade. A goddamn parade!